The first poem I'd like to read is called Anthropology of the Peanut. Rattling old soldier, minor mort safe, scar scratch skin, the fascination of ancient map aficionados whose vague leanings are still best preserved under the stars and stripes. And everywhere else there's blue chip hope. Parlous unfruit, despised in some circles as an antique aunt in the corner, fibrous and avoidant. Not considered the live feed, but feared as the alligator. Poised and fancy in utero, in an hourglass case assuming the value of a lover's locket. But nowhere near the lust that a bivalve triggers with salt and lemon. Except that B-grade will do as it does for the drab world. Honest as the nimbus beauty of peaches and the moist ribbonry of the Texas pecan, but then deployed as troops of homely shapes, catch of the day teeming in the net. You command a more lavish wine than rows of clowns whose ears only peel. There is hope in you for the millions starving, the supermarkets of Georgia. Your wisecracks, burlaps, Tennessee kin. You hang fire in the pool room, sure cheer everyone down at the diamond. Bulls hold your hulls like violated submarines just after the war, when we wanted salt to keep drinking, and the cash crop got good again. And the next poem I'd like to read is called Tenebris the Painter, and it's for Edvard Munch. From a certain angle, the smorzando is in the eyes, gathering in your foreground your background. Three black figures meet when the canary's knoll makes an evening summary of the season of hail on tin. They discuss a cod supper, a pale girl, death in the sick room. Tenebris, painter of the problem that sorrow and sorry are similar things. Your mother died when you were five, the expression of black. All love leads to death, the love series and the death series, and the expression of black. Like a lighthouseman perched in the omphalos of your world, like a kitchen at midnight, sighing and glinting, perforated but present, that turpentined motley woolen you wore while watching the feathered, oily bob and list of grisiest ships rocking and snapping to the music of the coast ghost, a wind almost visible and refracted in the frosted pane as a line study in its second life. Your mind moves repeatedly to a schoolhouse form, red geometry and gravity of foreground, and the afternoon is spent in the company of weak light, an afternoon of dignity. Afternoons, with their naps in the offing, their cigarettes deferred, their breasts refused, their thoughts formed watching the colors of the nightjars of Malta. There is knowledge at the final edge of the canvas. Go, find a still vanishing point.